It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have you ever wondered what happens to many non-recyclable items or the alternate possibilities that exist for these items? Wonder no more. Contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, is here to tell us about the business of repurposing in Pittsburgh. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Paul. We were out repurposing. That's why we were rushing back in. We had a lot of repurposing to do.
Indeed, we did.
Yes,
And so let's start with something obvious. What is repurposing?
So repurposing is this great new trend. It is the process by which an object with one use and value is really transformed or redeployed into an object with an alternative use and value that was really not intended by the original maker. And this kind of activity, as we all know, Paul, has been around, you know, is as old as human civilization, with many contemporary scholars investigating the way now that different societies had really reappropriated the artifacts of older cultures in new and creative ways. But right now we're seeing repurposing celebrated by 21st century hobbyists and arts and crafts organizations such as Instructables and other maker cultures, really to creatively respond to the ecological and the economic crises of the 21st century. So, because we're using, really, when we do this, junk, garbage, and the obsolete. And that's really what makes this so unique.
And so, how are we seeing this movement manifest locally?
As we started to do our research into this, and there is a lot of examples about this, Paul, and some people might think, well, you know, I can think of an example like using tires as boat fenders or steel drums and plastic drums as feeding troughs or composting bins. And that might just be sort of intuitive. But here in Pittsburgh, there is the Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse, which conducts educational creative programming both on-site and off-site. And they have classes like Reusapalooza. Say that twice, Paul, where they do open-ended programming that's hands-on. They have a Think Outside the Box where they actually do workshops. They have custom workshops. They have field trips. There's an Ideas Vintage Market in Swickley where they have a DIY, do-it-yourself, I think it's, yes, Saturday morning workshop and comprehensive four-week workshops and advanced furniture painting. There are private workshops available. So this is really becoming a trend.
And this isn't necessarily something new, is it, this repurposing thing?
No, it really isn't. As I said, it really is sort of time immemorial. But it's now taken on sort of as the makers movement did and other real movements. It's become branded. It has an identity. It's really consciously taking things. And as I have gone around and talked to people about it, somebody just as I walked in said, oh, yes, a really good friend of mine took a packing crate that she had and turned it into this fabulous coffee table. I'm like, that is awesome. So it's really consciously doing these things.
If you have ever repurposed anything, if you're a part of this movement, someone who has just joined it or someone who has been doing it for a long, long time, we'd like to hear about some of the items that you've repurposed. Call us at 412-246-2002, 412-246-2000, the number to call to take part in our conversation with Rebecca Harris, who is our business contributor, as we talk about the business of repurposing. And I have a great story from growing up about something my dad did. There used to be a stadium sitting on the top of Cardiac Hill on the campus of University of Pittsburgh. It was there for many, many years, and it was called Pitt Stadium. And it was an old cement stadium which primarily had, for seats, not chairs with backs on them, but wooden benches.
You know, the old wooden benches.
You'd sit on these wooden benches.
Yep. Love those wooden benches.
You'd get a splinter in your behind.
Yes, yes.
From sitting and watching a Pitt football game. And finally, you know, when they refurbished Pitt Stadium and they put in some, I think they put in metal seats and AstroTurf and that kind of thing, they took all the old wooden benches out. And anybody could take that wood with them if they wanted to, or at least, you know, I hope I'm not, you know.
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Telling tales out of school, because maybe my dad did this without permission. But I think he had permission. I think anybody could do this. He took the wooden seats and he redid there was a sun deck on top of, on the second floor of our house. And he took out all that rotted wood from that thing and replaced it with the cut-up wood from the seats that made up the benches at Pitt Stadium. So would that be an example of repurposing?
I think in many ways people would consider that repurposing and probably didn't even think about it. Now, here's another sort of even purer example of that. I saw as I was looking through some of the pictures, a picture literally of a pew from a church, Paul, that now is being used as a headboard. So somebody had actually taken the pew and designed it so it would be a headboard for a bed. So and it very consciously did it as opposed to just taking the wood apart and using another thing. So the design you could tell was really from the church, but it incorporated the headboard. I also found one where there was a bicycle that's now the basin for a sink. So as opposed to just an old plain old sink bottom, you know, with drawers. This was a bicycle. How great is that? So
let's go to Janet in North Braddock.
Okay.
412-246-2002, and she has an example of this for us. Janet, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. Hi, Janet.
Hi. I love Construction Junction, Restore in Edgewood, and I needed a kitchen island, and I couldn't find anything, number one, affordable, but the size and the purpose I wanted. So I got an upper cabinet from Restore, another one from Construction Junction, a countertop, Corian, from Construction Junction, put it on a piece. I screwed them together, put them on a piece of plywood with locking wheels, and for $150, I've got a great kitchen island work center. It's fabulous.
There you go.
Yeah, you win. Yeah, that's it. Okay, you need to send us a picture. That is exactly what we're talking about. Oh, and you consciously did it. So that's really, that's the notion of this movement.
And I hope this movement will really promote on Trash Day. There are gorgeous items, very usable, sitting out that people just throw in the landfill. Other people can use these, save our planet. Promote our creativity and get on the bandwagon.
No, that's a great idea, Janet. Thank you so much for that call.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. Let's go to Anthony in Pittsburgh. Anthony, welcome to the show. How are you?
How are you guys?
Good.
Hey,
good,
Anthony,
you.
What's up?
Well, I'm a building performance specialist and come across a lot of different items and people tearing things out of houses and things of that sort. So two of the things I come across a lot personally are, you know, small vanities or something that could act as a vanity in a bathroom is something that I found is really, really easy. You could find a really great, you know, small hutch or a side table, and it can be easily retrofitted for a bathroom sink or a countertop.
Right, and that's what we're talking about, because you also have to have the vision when you look at something and you can say, now this is what it needs and this is how to do it. But certainly if you don't have sort of the vision, I'm a visual person, so somebody would need to tell me how to do that and what it looks like. There's lots of ways you could go online and people can give you advice about how to custom make it if you're not that kind of person. But that is a great idea.
Let's take one more call from Maura in McKees Rocks. Maura, tell us about your repurposing adventure.
We've been taking wine bottles and mason jars, and if you drill a small hole near the bottom, you can then fill them with Christmas lights and cut glass and turn them into night lights for kids.
Oh, I love that idea.
I want one. Am I too old for
no,
one of those?
You're not too old, Paul.
Because you can leave the cool wine bottle label on it, or you can take it off and like paint the glass. You can do either one.
That, again, is another perfect example of actually using recycled items that would eventually get recycled, we hope, or end up in a landfill if you haven't recycled them. And so the whole notion of this is really saving materials that really would just be disposed of. So thank you. That's really great.
Yes. Thank you, Maura. Now, where can people find the materials?
Okay. I think we've made it very clear. The Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse has an array of affordable, reusable materials. They're a nonprofit retail shop. So they have everything from supplies and fabric and yarns and office supplies and industrial discards. Now, one of our former students, and we have a picture of this on your website at WESA,
.fm,
made a photo we took a photo of her record bowl. So what she did is she purchased a bunch of old records. Remember records, like those round records,
right.
Paul? Right. Okay.
Made of wax. Gotcha.
Okay. So what she did is you can boil water on the stove and it warps the records and you can mold them into bowls.
Oh, now that's
is that great? Yeah,
that's
really
that
great.
That is interesting.
Yeah, great.
Biddle's Escape is a coffee shop in Wilkinsburg where they use old doors as tables. Do you know those the spools they used to have telephone wire on, big wooden spools?
Right.
I've seen places, I think a lot of people have done this. You take one of those empty spools and you can use it for a table in your backyard.
Yes, you can. And Construction Junction has a lot of materials repurposed for you as a thrift and resale shop. So there's a lot of places locally.
And there's websites. And we'll put links. We can put links to them on
we'll
our website.
We'll put lots of links on your website. Absolutely. So we have lots of good material for you. And keep recycling, reusing, and save our planet.
Save the planet.
Save the planet.
Then we'll leave you with that. And thank you so much, Rebecca Harris, our business contributor on the business of repurposing. Tomorrow we'll repurpose this show for your use. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.